I salute you from the Lord God of my being indeed, to the Lord God of your being straightaway. Greetings and salutations, beauteous entities. Let's have a drink. A master can change the molecular biology of water. And of wine, a master can place a blessing, and the body will drink it and become it. For we are lords of matter, and water is the aqueous substance. And so we use it to place a blessing, and we drink it, and indeed the blessing becomes flesh. So, oh my beloved God, indeed that I have found in me salutations and greetings from my humanity. Of this day I say, of me making known my unknown, of much knowledge I have learned, I desire its clarity and manifestation. And that of this day I celebrate the glorious teacher sent to me, to honor my becoming. So therefore, all that I learned this day, I say manifest to the glory of my humanity, God made, God woman made, Christ. So be that. To life and life without death for 200 years. So be that. You may be seated. I am Rampa, the Enlightened One. Greetings. Yeah! Of this that is termed my body, you have now learned and have met my channel. This is her body, but her great work was manifesting this body to a God, and that be me. I am not in this body, I am manipulating it from the lower cerebellum in the brain, like a puppet. I am up here. But know you, that when I look upon you and I see you, I know that which you are, and can manifest the runners into your life that I call forth from whence they come. And so, unto this demonstration called the Great American Channel, we have been tested by science over and over, and what you are seeing here is a genuine manifestation of a superconsciousness on a human body, drastically changed in the fluttering of an eye. And so, of that which be I, for I am the teacher of the teachers who have taught you this week in your time. I am servant unto God by servicing a message long forgotten indeed, that you be forgotten gods, even in your memory. And so of this moment, I beg you in your tolerance to allow me to look upon your countenance briefly. No one has remembered you, and I will remember you. And you only existed here. This place, this beautiful place, over and over and over and over. Forgotten gods. And in the moment that I leave from this body, I will take the whole of you from whence I have come, that your memory lives in another place. That your life, your purpose lives in another place other than here. I also know you. I know why you are here. I know from why you came and what you want out of being here. So be there. I want you to know that you are greatly loved. Loved because you're on a journey and have forgotten your way, as all entities on Terra have. And all we are here to do is to remind you from whence you come, and indeed, who be you. Love I you greatly. Absolutely. I can look at you square and know that thought. And it is an absolute truth. For that which you are, is a God who is here and have forgotten who you are in the morass of being human. It is the God in you that I find beautiful. It is the human in you that I find laughable and lovable. That which I love above all else is that from whence I have come, the Creator that is in you too, every one of you. And now that I have looked into you, and you have looked into me, what say you? Now, for you who still doubt that I have a hold of this body, and that I am a different entity, small is the mind that questions, but it is science who has put through the rigors of my channel to determine she is not a fraud, and that what I am is a phenomenon deep and wonderful. So I'm looking at a human being who gave herself up for scientific testing. And they are still marveling. And immediately the American press stops saying fraud. Immediately. So, you are in the presence of a genuine, extraordinary being from elsewhere. And that this school and its marvelous tenets are from a very advanced level of thinking that one in its quietest moments to all of you women who would say, what I have learned transcends the human quality to tear apart and put asunder. It transcends a human quality and speaks of a natural order. If we be divine, then these be our assets truly. Indeed they are. And all I am here to do is to give you the greatest compliment you have ever received. You have never received this from your parents, from your husband, from your wife, from your lover, from your employer, from your tax collector. And that compliment is, behold God. Beautiful. No one has ever said you are a God and held you in such esteem. And that is what this school is about. Why are you adored beyond your guilelessness and your guilt? Why are you adored beyond your hypocrisy and cynicism to some deeper, quiet quality? And that's what you have come to hear and come to learn about you. And whatever do you, well, once you have found you, is up between you and the God within you in making known the unknown. But here is simply intervention at its finest. Intervention, to intervene in your conclusions, to intervene in your assumptions, indeed to intervene in your ritual, to intervene in what think you are, and not to your fear to delegate you to Hades and think you are a wretched entity, but to find beneath it all the morass of personality, an extraordinary creature. That's what you are. You've always been such a creature. You've always been a divine being. Always. Never lost to mortality or death, with the certitude to return like spring after winter, after death into life. I am here in my school to intervene into your conclusions of spirituality, to intervene in your conclusions of male and female, to intervene into your conclusions, aspirations, of the way you think, and to teach you about your marvelous self, so that the proof of who you are is not obscured, but is that which you are, beautiful, indisputable, and real. That's why I'm here. And that's why the school is here, and all you can complain about is your lodgings. You should be so happy to be here, you would lay on the floor and sleep and go without cleanliness for 7 days, as you would gladly go in a fast for 7 days, to come here and to learn for the first time something about how remarkable you are. That's why we're here. So now, I am going to tell you a story about who be I, this enigma that science says exists. Oh, yeah. It's marvelous teachings. Do you think they're from some new age? Oh, my beloved, no. They are science at its finest and God at its sweetest. And you're going to learn about who be you. But for this moment, perhaps the last moment you will ever have had to have met me, I want you to never forget me. Ever. For in all of the world, no one has ever exalted you to a state of divinity, ever. And I have and will and have proved it with the card on your breastplate, with the sending and receiving, and all of those sweet little disciplines that are so natural to God-man and God-woman realized. Yeah. And to disperse of your silly religions, your belief systems that point to your righteousness. If you are righteous, the world is doomed indeed, and aren't you glad you're not in charge? And that you're here to do something wonderful, not to do nothing. And that in you is the power of eternities, of legend. And right now, I'm going to tell you from whence I came. And why, when you remember me, you remember an entity who knows who be you, in a time in your earth that you may be on the precipice of re-entering. So, you should know who is paying you a compliment, that you are divine and beautiful, and I do not think, I know that you are divine and beautiful, just forgotten. Nothing sadder in the world than to be forgotten, and not by others, but by yourself. Wouldn't you agree? Indeed. It's toast. And so, you and I should meet, should know who be I, and so I say, from the Lord God of my being, as Rampa the Enlightened One. I say this hour that whatsoever say I send the power of those runners into your life, and that the memory of me remains strong for the rest of your life. From the Lord God of my being, so be that. Tonight! No one has remembered you, and I will remember you. And you only existed here. This place, this beautiful place, over and over and over and over. Forgotten gods. And in the moment that I leave from this body, I will take the whole of you from whence I have come, that your memory lives in another place, that your life, your purpose lives in another place other than here. I also know you. I know why you are here. I know from why you came and what you want out of being here. so be thou. I want you to know that you are greatly loved. Loved because you're on a journey and have forgotten your way, as all entities on Terra have. And all we are here to do is to remind you from whence you come, and indeed, who be you. Love I you greatly. Absolutely. I can look at you square and know that thought. And it is an absolute truth. For that which you are, that which you are, is a God who is here and have forgotten who you are in the morass of being human. It is the God in you that I find beautiful. It is the human in you that I find laughable and lovable. That which I love above all else is that from whence I have come, the Creator that is in you too, every one of you. And now that I have looked into you and you have looked into me, what say you? Now, for you who still doubt that I have a hold of this body and that I am a different entity, small is the mind that questions, but it is science who has put through the rigors of my channel to determine she is not a fraud. And that what I am is a phenomenon deep and wonderful. So I'm looking at a human being who gave herself up for scientific testing. And they are still marveling. And immediately the American press stops saying fraud. Immediately. So you are in the presence of a genuine, extraordinary being from elsewhere. And that this school and its marvelous tenets are from a very advanced level of thinking that one, in its quietest moments, to all of you women who would say, what I have learned transcends the human quality to tear apart and put asunder. It transcends a human quality and speaks of a natural order. If we be divine, then these be our assets truly. Indeed they are. And all I am here to do is to give you the greatest compliment you have ever received. You have never received this from your parents, from your husband, from your wife, from your lover, from your employer, from your tax collector. And that compliment is, behold God. Beautiful. No one has ever said you are a God and held you in such esteem. And that is what this school is about. Why are you adored beyond your guilelessness and your guilt? Why are you adored beyond your hypocrisy and cynicism to some deeper, quiet quality? And that's what you have come to hear and come to learn about you. And whatever do you, well, once you have found you, is up between you and the God within you in making known the unknown. But here, is simply intervention at its finest. Intervention. To intervene in your conclusions. To intervene in your assumptions. Indeed, to intervene in your ritual. To intervene and what think you you are. And not to your fear to delegate you to Hades and think you are a wretched entity, but to find beneath it all the morass of personality, an extraordinary creature. That's what you are. You've always been such a creature. You've always been a divine being. Always. Never lost to mortality or death, with the certitude to return like spring after winter, after death into life. I am here in my school to intervene into your conclusions of spirituality, to intervene in your conclusions of male and female, to intervene into your conclusions, aspirations of the way you think, and to teach you about your marvelous self, so that the proof of who you are is not obscured, but is that which you are, beautiful, indisputable, and real. That's why I'm here. And that's why the school is here. And all you can complain about is your lodgings. You should be so happy to be here. You would lay on the floor and sleep and go without cleanliness for 7 days, as you would gladly go in a fast for 7 days, to come here and to learn for the first time something about how remarkable you are. That's why we're here. Now, I will begin in history that is important for you to know how you got here. When we refer to the great triad of entities coming down and coming into this world, they are doing it all the time. And for such entities and personages to suggest that a person is an old soul versus a young soul is silly. There really isn't any time. And every one of you were this little teaching. All of you were. And everyone that ever was is. And if that boggles your mind, one would have to say, then how can a small mind truly contemplate an infinite one? A finite contemplating infinity only comes to that which is termed the conclusions of finifity. Now, 10.5 million years ago is the earliest finds of human skeletal remains. Far cry from religion, who said the earth was created 5,000 years ago. What are we to say of that? In the words of one jester who said, Adam and Eve rode to church on dinosaurs. You laugh, and you should laugh really loud, because now you're not so stupid as to believe that. What say you? So be that. 10.5 million years ago, the first gods came here on this planet that had suffered extraordinary cataclysms. And just as a child born, they are here to make known the unknown, and they set the foundations of how the wind would blow and how the water would be and how land masses would be and flora and fauna 10.5 million years ago. But never think that they did not come from 0 point, for they surely did. And we can fast forward that to an event that is most integral to your history. 455,000 years ago, let's hear it just so that I have not mispronounced the word in your language. 400. Come on. 55. 1,000 years ago. It's a long time. But really, a piece of cake in the light of all eternity. 455,000 years ago came an extraordinary group of explorers. And they were called the gods of Eden. For the stories of the Eden came from them as legend and indeed metaphor. 455,000 years ago, a great ship docked on Mars, is what you call it, was a home base. And the group that came to terra firma, the name of the earth in the days that I knew was called Terra. Yeah. Say it. Yeah. Not Gaia. It wasn't gay. It was Terra. Turn to your neighbor and tell them that. Was troubled, dark and lost. And 455,000 years ago, this extraordinary civilization occupied the most advanced planet in this solar system. 350 million years ago, Mars was a planet like this. Venus was being created and is still in a cloud cover like the days I knew. And so Terra was not the only planet orbiting that contained life. Many did. Now, the civilization who came here has an elliptical orbit, huge orbit, and that would really be fitting someone who is living outside of the box. They're not going to cycle around this sun every year. They cycle deep out into space and circle a fabulous blue sun. They do. Every 25,000 years at the epoch of winter, that group is around a far blue sun. Extraordinary, breathtaking. And then they come back and they ride it all the way into here. And they get off and they have a base on Mars. There are artifacts that suggest the story is true. It's true. They have a basis on one of the moons that is alive today. And I call her the Enchantress. She's like a woman, you know. She keeps you looking by showing you a little every day. The Enchantress Moon, beautiful entity. And on that moon, a great basis of the same fabulous civilization. And they came here and they were mining the world for gold. There's the true story. And mining the world for gold. Because gold is the alchemist's dream. It is the metal that never deteriorates, never rusts, and its components are absolutely important for creating shields. And so if gold can be created and mined into dust and sprinkled in an atmosphere that the inhabitants would look up in their atmosphere, that they would see their central sun playing off of gold dust. They lived in an enchanted world, but the gold absolutely propelled away from them the pollution and qualified life onto their planet. This is all a true story, and you will live long enough to hear its verification. Now, so they were here, and they settled in Africa. Their most technological group settled in Africa. Their most astute group, the royal houses of this particular family, settled in the Crescent Valley of the Mediterranean. And in the Crescent Valley, the most prominent and loving God towards your generation set up his house in the swamps of Babylon, if you can imagine that the deserts of Iraq were once a swamp, for indeed they were. And he set them up there, and all of his associates were around the world, in every country, including Mexico. There is the legend of the great gods who came down wearing beards, white as snow. Turn your neighbor and tell them if you recall such legend. You may begin. Yeah. How many of you recall such legends? Raise your hands straight away. Now I'm going to send you a recent runner on that. Every time I ask a question, and you raise your hands in all truth and earnestness, and I say so be it, I'm sending you the runners of what you remember. So be that. So I'm altering your reality. Please let me do that. Now, of that which is termed this particular group, the earth had already become as advanced as you are today technologically 5 million years ago, and it destroyed itself. There's evidence of that in coal mines that dig up bolts and gold necklaces and artifacts that appear just like today. It was destroyed, it started all over again. So this particular group came anew, and you had tumbled down here, finally, from the blue realm into light, into infrared, and finally into matter, and here comes you, and you've never been a human before, so you look like an ape. That's why I have a fixation with hair in some parts and not in other parts. Course. And this particular group, they started mining, and they had great intelligent beings in every major continent. That's why the stories of them are everywhere. Now, they took you, this is true, they took you to become workers to them. Now, they already knew. They already know their gods. They already knew that you were a god. When you are walking around like an ape, they already knew you were a god. Because you don't know. And so when you don't know, every new experience is a virgin experience, and your DNA is going to equip you to experience your environment as such. And they already knew that. They are billions of years ahead of you. So what do? They take you to a lab in Africa, and their greatest scientist was a woman, by the way, who worked in manipulating DNA just like you do today. You should be aware of that, like you do today. And what she was doing was taking your egg and the sperm or egg, vice versa, of the most intelligent beings they had, the most revered gods and leaders. One was her. She could only graft so many eggs. And the other was Anu and his two sons, Inlal and Inke. And she procured from them their DNA and in a laboratory created hybrids. Now, what is a hybrid? Well, we took you from a tree swinging there unconsciously and dressed you up, removed most of your hair, made you stand up, shorten your arms, gave you dark hair, blue eyes, and ivory skin, and lo and behold, we created a new being. We had a quantum leap in your evolution. And they did that. And they created all of that which is termed, what you call the Eastern Bloc, all of China, Mongolia, all of the islands of the Orientals were the first Adams. Dark hair, small, all of that taken. First successful accomplishment. But then there was other DNA that took and created a whole different stock of human beings that would have red hair, green eyes, cinnamon skin, sun-like hair, ice eyes, small lips, fragile bodies, big bones. They did all of that out of Africa. Africa, not India, is the motherland. Turn to your neighbor and tell them that straight away. Now, quiet. You have to talk fast. So, and in that remarkable cross-section of splicing DNA and creating new clones of human beings, they were creating workers in the mines, workers in the lab, workers in every household, we call it that, every hovel. They knew, the gods knew, that as much as they advanced the beauty of your body, they could never advance you, because you still had to make known the unknown, the unequivocal, undisputable law of being created. We are creators. We are here to make known the unknown. And we can never override another god. But what these gods did is they took a quantum leap forward and eliminated your evolution as primates for about a billion years. And they made you beautiful. Beautiful. You look just like them. So the legend says, and God took clay, and the clay is DNA, and they created you and breathed life into you, and you were made in the image of the gods. Every one of you here, every one of you here are in the image of the gods of 400 than 55,000 years ago of Sumer. The creation of the gods making known the unknown did the most benevolent thing to you. They advanced you beyond your experience in beauty, in brain, in body, in beauty. They made a quantum leap. So everyone falling in a cascade from 0 point, being born, were born into magnificent bodies with a huge brain, loaded but divided by a corpus callosum, divided but full God-on status of a brain, fully loaded in genetics, fully prepared to be tall and beautiful and magnificent as the gods of 455,000 years ago, because they wanted people in their house who were beautiful. But they knew, could never ever abuse you. They could never ever take you from whence you did not know. Because they utterly respected against all models, and anyone who argues this, they don't know. The reason the gods didn't teach you everything is because you hadn't learned the things that led up to a moment that would have allowed you extraordinary knowledge. So they forbade you to know certain things until you had enjoyed the lifetimes of being in matter, in physicality, of course. And so they made you beautiful in their houses, in their labs, all around the world. And they made you in temperament like themselves. You just couldn't understand what they were doing. You weren't old enough in Hertison to know what they were doing. You didn't know what they were doing. All you knew is that you needed to be fed 3 or 4 times a day. You needed to excrete the waste of that feeding, and that you were prone to sexuality so that you could create offspring. You didn't know anything else. What would they have done if they sat you down and started teaching you everything you have learned this week? They didn't do that.